This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Caribou users in the Northwest Arctic Borough were told earlier this week that North America's largest herd of caribou declined by more than a quarter in just 2 years. As KNOM's Zachary Hughes reports, the group also questioned state officials on how a proposed road to the Northwest Arctic Borough would impact subsistence resources.
The Unit 23 working group met in Kotzebue for its yearly meeting on the health of subsistence resources, and in the Northwest Arctic Borough, that means caribou, first and foremost.
The herd size right now, as of 2013, was 235,000 caribou, and that's down about 27% since 2011, so a big decline in the last 2 years.
Jim Dow is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He spoke to the group on what's driving the herd's sudden decline.
Based on what we've seen, we think weather events, especially during winter, these winter thaws with rain and ice, that probably started the herd down. When the herd started down, we had increasing numbers of wolves and bears. Everybody, you know, from the villages saying, lots of wolves, lots of wolves. That's what I see, lots of wolves.
Unit 23 refers to all of the hunting grounds in the Northwest Arctic Borough. The working group came together years ago as a way to ease worsening relations between different groups of caribou users. Jan Caulfield moderates the group's meetings, a job she says has gotten a lot easier. Now, the group acts almost like a forum on issues facing caribou, like a proposed industrial access road which would stretch over 200 miles from the Dalton Highway to the Ambler Mining District. They're not against the road, but they are raising questions.
One of the main interests of the working group in the proposed road project is just any impacts that it might have on the caribou herd, impacts that it might have on how people access the area and whether there would be increased public access to the area that might increase the number of hunters that come or the areas in which they can go.
Caulfield introduced two speakers from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, ADA, who spoke on the status of the road.
We wouldn't build the road unless we had a financial model that worked.
Mark Davis is a deputy director with ADA. The agency is getting permit applications together in the next few months, and throughout Wednesday's meeting, they were upfront that there won't be firm answers available on environmental impacts, jobs, cost of living reductions, or effects to subsistence before more data is gathered for reports.
We believe that it has been demonstrated in Alaska that you can build a road and still maintain healthy populations of subsistence resources. So that's our goal.
That's Mary Ellen Tuttle, the other presenter with ADA. She works for Dow HKM, a private company with a lot of experience building and consulting on roads in Alaska. The Unit 23 working group met again in borough chambers to hear more from state and federal agencies. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The National Park Service is creating regulations to allow qualified subsistence users to collect and use items such as discarded or shed antlers or bones in traditional handicrafts. National Park Service Subsistence Manager Bud Rice says an environmental assessment shows the effects of the rule change will be negligible. And he says the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act allows such uses, but a national rule doesn't.
So we have to come up with a new regulation, a special regulation for Alaska that allows for the subsistence collections and uses of these materials to make handicrafts for personal family uses, to barter, or to sell as customary trade.
Each park superintendent will develop rules to deal with local situations and conditions. Sea Alaska, the Southeast Alaska Regional Native Corporation, had a $50 million loss in 2013, some of which was offset by investments, profitable ventures, and resource earnings from other Native corporations, which shrunk the net loss to $35 million. That's according to Sea Alaska's annual financial report posted yesterday on the corporate website. The report says three-quarters of the losses came from its construction company, which badly underestimated two federal projects in Hawaii. Sea Alaska is headquartered in Juneau and has close to 22,000 shareholders. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.